Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. What's with Najee walking around in a sling yesterday? Will Russell Wilson be medically cleared? And does that complicate how we rationalize the quarterback depth chart? This is going to be very interesting here at the top of the hour as the Steelers prepare for the Colts. In the meantime, quick little aside here that I found mighty intriguing. This was courtesy of our friend and yours, Benzy the Magician, Tim Benz. You know him, right?
We've never had the pleasure of meeting, and we've had this conversation before.
I'll have to introduce you, but that's beside the point. Where Bill Cowher got it right and wrong with his top five Steelers defensive players, writes Benzy today over at the Trib. Cowher's top five Steeler defenders of all time from 5 to 1. Troy Polamalu, T.J. Watt, Mel Blount, Rod Woodson, and Joe Green. There's no wrong answer here, I don't think. I don't think there's a wrong answer.
But someone's missing.
Benzy says Jack Ham, Troy Polamalu, Rod Woodson, Mel Blount, and Joe Green. He leaves T.J. Watt off the list. How about that? He thinks the Super Bowls are a tiebreaker. I'm sure a lot of people would probably agree with him. I'm going to give you my top five. What were you going to say?
Are we just forgetting that Jack Lambert exists? Are we wiping him off the face of the earth? I mean, really?
Well, tell me who you'd take off the list. Not easy, is it?
I'd consider Woodson.
Rod Woodson might be one of the 10 best all-around football players who ever walked this planet. No, I'm not taking Rod Woodson off.
Do you value that Jack Lambert spent the entirety of his career in Pittsburgh winning 4 Super Bowls as one of the best linebackers of his era, and I think one of the best linebackers ever, and Rod Woodson did not?
Do you think if Rod Woodson was on the 70s Steelers, he would have won multiple Super Bowls? And do you think if Jack Lambert were on the 90s Steelers, he would have elevated them to multiple Super Bowls? I don't know. By the way, I haven't said my top five yet. How do you know Jack Lambert's not on it? I'm a great Jack Lambert defender on this show. Ron and I used to argue all the time about Jack Lambert versus Jack Ham. He would tell me that Lambert will tell you that Ham was the greatest linebacker. Well, I have a quote from Ham to the Hall of Fame a long time ago that Lambert was the greatest linebacker. So here's my list, and then you can make your city limits. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
My list is T.J. Watt. See, I don't know who to leave off here. That's the problem. T.J. Watt, number 5, for obvious reasons. Let me tell you my criterion first, may I?
You very well may.
If you pluck this guy out of his prime, who's the best player? Who are the best players? You take him out of their primes, who are the best guys? He's in his prime right now. I think he might be one of the top 5 or 10 defensive players, period, who have ever lived. So T.J. Watt, number 5. Troy, number 4. That's a tough one. Troy, number 4. Jack Lambert, number 3, Rod Woodson, number 2, and Joe Green, number 1. How do you like that? I left out Mel Blount.
Yeah, you did. It's so hard to leave out Mel Blount because he literally changed the game. They had
I know
to put rules in place because Mel Blount was so dominant and physically
demoralizing for wide receivers. What if I
leave out Troy?
Do I leave out Troy then and put Mel Blount at number 5?
Troy is such a...
Or 4?
Imagine making this list if you're like if you're like Buffalo or somebody else where you don't have like the level of dominance that was on the Steelers defense for so long. Like
it's crazy.
It's a great problem to have.
I mean, Jack Ham could easily be on this list, right?
Jack
and a lot of people would have him on this list.
He'd be number 1 on a lot of other teams' lists.
Right. So it's very hard for me to leave Polamalu.
Who I don't think.
All right, who's the greater player in the history of the league, Polamalu or Blount? That's not an easy question.
It's not an easy question. I think Polamalu. I think Troy.
And I think Rod Woodson over Blount. I don't think that's crazy either. And then Jack Lambert, as I've often said about him, I think that the snarling, toothless, raging face, personality, body slamming Cliff Harris, while all that is awesome and makes him unique, it actually obscures the fact of what a great all-around linebacker, football player he was. It wasn't just breaking people's bones and snarling in their face and things like that. It was the fact that he made that defense, the Tampa 2, go because you need a linebacker who can cover, a rangy, athletic linebacker who can cover people down the field, and he did that. He actually belied his image with the kind of all-around finesse player that he could be if he wanted to be. That's the crazy part. So I'm putting Jack Lambert on this list. I'm sorry. And that's at the expense of Jack Ham, and I apologize profusely and personally to him. And it might be at the expense of Mel Blunt, and I apologize just as profusely to him. I'm torn between Watt, Polamalu, and Blunt for those 4 and 5 spots. I'm sorry, I'm watching T.J. Watt. He's the best defensive player I've seen since Lawrence Taylor. He's a one-man wrecking crew. And then I go Woodson and Green.
Now, I know we got to get to Tomlin, but I think T.J. Watt has the potential to potentially, this is a hot take, bypass Joe Green for number one if he wins a Super Bowl here.
Holy, he could get the number one. Well, who are your five? You've been ripping me and Benzie and Cower.
I have not been ripping Benzie. Well, I guess I was ripping Benzie for not having Jack Lambert.
Yes.
I have Joe Green number one.
Uh-huh.
See, I just made the list, and now I want to change my list already.
That's what happens with these lists.
That's exactly what happens with these lists. It makes me
just
furious.
Name it. You live with it.
I have Joe Green.
Yes.
Mel Blunt.
Yes.
Jack Lambert.
Yes.
T.J. Watt. Troy Polamalu.
Oh, my goodness. No Rod Woodson?
No Rod Woodson on the list.
Holy bird milk.